Information Security and IS Governance, Chapter 3, IT Governance. The contents of IT governance are roles and responsibilities, organization framework, critical components of IT governance framework, and henceforward. Talking of IT governance, IT is assuming much more prominence today given its ability towards churning, storing, and transporting large volume of data at a fast speed. Certain businesses now are thriving basis their IT backbone, online businesses as well as offline businesses. For the same reason, it can pose a threat towards data security if proper governance is not in place. IT governance, therefore, has become an integral part of corporate governance and has been given considerable importance. IT governance flows through the same channels as corporate governance. The follow-through of governance basically is that governing the entire IT ecosystem in a channelized and a structured way. The governance structure for information technology has been existing and has got much more redefined and much more valuable over the time. As said, it's of much more importance today, hence the technological dependencies and technological governance is also of equal importance. Giving a thought to improving the IT governance lies from the senior management to the IT management. The senior management must have adequate governing control over technological aspects which are driving its business. Board level directors as well as the chief executive officers or the senior management of any organization must give strong emphasis on stringent governance processes and ensuring strong mechanisms are deployed to have regular steering committees and steering meetings taking up with the technological staff so as to understand the challenges which the IT staff is facing. If, for example, there is a business imperative to go forward with mobile banking or mobile business or m-commerce, whereas the IT ecosystem or the IT organization do not have any mobile developers, app developers, or Android developers, and it requires the HR team to fulfill the requirement of mobile developers, this entire gap will be covered only and only via strong IT governance mechanisms and frequent steering committee checks with the IT team. Roles and responsibilities for IT governance. IT governance stakeholders include board of directors, IT strategy committees, technical advisory committees, or technical executive committees, or TECs. Chief executive officers, CEOs, managing directors, MDs, or chief managing directors, CMDs. The business executives, ranging from chief operating officers, chief financial officers, CFOs, COOs, or chief business officers, CBOs. CIOs, the chief information, or CTOs, chief technology officers, as well as chief data officers, CDOs. IT steering committees, there's various steering committees in which IT is involved, likes of the change approval boards, CABs, the steering committee meetings of various businesses, as well as periodic quarterly held technical steering committees or chief security heads committees, which involves corporate information security committee. The chief risk officer is the chief CROs, who is in governing the entire risk posture, which also might include the chief resiliency officers or CROs, and also chief regulatory officers, which are also called as CROs. All regulatory compliances as well as risks have to be onboarded for IT governance. The various risk committees, which include fraud risks management committee or outsourcing vendor third-party risk management committees, should also be a part of IT governance when it includes chief information security officers. Board of directors or the IT strategy committees roles and responsibilities. Approving IT strategy and policy documents, having the governance and oversight of the strategy of cybersecurity, information technology, and information security, as well as the data strategy, must be with the oversight, must be with the board of directors. board of directors, which include independent directors as well as executive directors and managing directors and chief managing directors, should have oversight and complete visibility into the strategic planning which is taking place continuously. Ensuring that the management has put an effective planning process in place must be governed by the board of directors. Board of directors should also ratify that the business strategy is aligned with the IT strategy and vice versa. Sometimes IT takes certain steps, for example, going to cloud computing as a strategy of the IT is completely indifferent to the business strategy. However, IT strategy of going into cloud computing will also affect certain lines of businesses which require regulatory and compliance views, data localization regulations likes of GDPR and Indian data protection laws has to be followed. Similarly, this entire vice versa scenario of IT strategy impacting the business strategy or lines of business must also be governed by the board of directors and approved by the board of directors committee. Ensuring that IT organization structure complements the business model and its direction. As I said, there are various provisionings of business strategies and business models like of m-commerce or mobile banking should also affect the IT organization structure, which should have a separate digitalization or chief digitization officer or chief innovation officer in place to envisage newer technologies or emerging trends like of blockchain and IoT, so that the business can leverage that. And if business is deciding to create certain products based on the underlying IT, even the IT organization structure should be equally strengthened enough. Asserting that the management has implemented processes and practices that ensure the IT delivers its value to the business must be governed by the board of directors. It's the governance structure of top-down approach, right from board of directors to the chief information security officer, that the entire security strategy or governance has to be enforced. Board of directors, even if having a very higher oversight, also understand the end-to-end implications of any strategic decision taken by either IT or business or in fact regulatory requirement. The end-to-end ownership also lies with the board of directors, wherein there is certain breaches or certain emerging trends to be applied for the security or information technology posture. They also ensure IT investments strike the balance between the risks and the benefits, and the budgets are acceptable. If the IT is investing very heavily on new age technologies and new age applications and changing its ecosystem, whereas the business is resilient or business is not growing at the fastest pace, then it is the board of directors' responsibility to ensure that the investments or the return of investments which the IT team is making on their particular investment ratio is ensured. A higher level direction for sourcing and use of IT resources must be provided by the board of directors. Board of directors sitting on top have end-to-end visibility for all departments and also understand the nature of the business much from a much higher scale than the executives which are further below. Overseeing the aggregate funding of an IT at an organization level is also controlled by board of directors. Board of directors should also review the IT performance and its contribution to the business. IT is always considered to be a support and operations staff, whereas when it comes to board of directors are now viewing IT as more of technology driven businesses and business enablers rather than just business supporters. Every business is now getting enabled or getting more market values because of use of IT. We have seen a large trend in digital marketing, digital investments of sales as well as marketing advertisements via digital channels only and only to ensure that the IT systems are deployed at safe. It's not just applicable for online business but also for offline businesses. We have seen offline businesses to grow at a much higher speed and attract much more clients and customers just because of their online presence. The entire mobile commerce or the m-commerce is also associated with the same. board of directors have that oversight visibility, and they can drive the IT organization's investment, IT organization structure in a way that will deliver its complete value to the business. Talking of IT steering committee, IT steering committee defining the project priorities and assessing strategic fit for IT proposals. IT steering committee can be a regular meeting which can be periodically held once in a quarter and involves all IT executive heads, right from chief information officer, technology officer, head of networking, head of data technologies, and head of innovations. Performing portfolio reviews for continuing strategic relevance is also a key role of the IT steering committee. The responsibility of IT steering committees also has to sponsor or assist the governance risk control GRC framework and monitoring key IT governance processes. Approving funding and reviewing the funding activities or initiatives of any IT project has also should be approved by the IT steering committee. IT steering committee's proposal and with definitive reasoning is looked after by the board of directors for their ease of decision making. Board of directors would not understand the nitty-gritties of virtualization, cloud computing, big data, or blockchain, whereas the IT steering committee would have end-to-end and further insights into such nitty-gritties of technology. Also, the existing IT ecosystem, which is keep on evolving and also upgrading from time to time, which requires continuous spend and analysis of the spend expenditure, has to be done by the IT steering committee. For example, if you leveraging, if patching and continuously monitoring and upgrading a legacy system is taking much more challenging time and much more efforts financially as well as by human resource, which is required to be expended or spent on managing such an infrastructure, where on can be compared to implement a new age technologies or new age, new era enterprise applications on a new system altogether. The balancing of the risks and balancing of the new age technologies or the balancing of the emerging trends has to be looked upon by the IT steering committee with lines to the budget allocated by the board of directors. The budgeting constraint is one of the key constraints for IT steering committee to align and prioritize the strategic fit for IT proposals. Pipelining of the projects which have been given by the businesses depending and interdepending on the self strengths or vendor strengths which are associated with IT steering committee is also the key highlights. IT steering committee also have the insight as to which all third party IT vendors or technology vendors are associated with the current organization. Hence, defining project success measures following the progress of IT projects must also be governed or responsibility borne by the IT steering committee. Consulting and advising on selection of technology is a key role of the IT steering committee. Advising on infrastructure projects, new age technologies, and also evaluating various different available options is a key attribute of the IT steering committee. IT steering committee is also known as a technical advisory committee or technical evaluation committee or TECs or TACs. Ensuring that vulnerability assessment of new technologies performed is also governed by the technical advisory committees. The say of the technical advisory committees is so important because they do not just involve the internal IT employees but also industry experts and experts from academia who are resulting and continuously evaluating new age technologies within the R&Ds of their departments. As an organization, the end-to-end visibility for a certain product would be very much dependent on their own capabilities, whereas going into new age technologies requires a step ahead and a step upgrade for all the employees which are associated with the IT organization. To verify compliance with technology standards and guidelines is another key aspect which the technical advisory committees or the IT steering committees should ensure. IT steering committee, which is, as I said, is on a periodic basis, every quarter, should also ensure that all the compliances which are required by the regulatory body or the statutory body are met. Frequent audit checks, risk assessments which are conducted by the information security or CISO's department should also be presented in the IT steering committee, which would highlight as to the risks which are inherited by the technologies which are getting implemented. Inherent risk, residual risk, as well as the various other parameters which are getting evaluated on the risk committees should also be presented in IT steering committee, so that they understand what are the threats or what are the different mechanisms which are being looked by the risk committees to the new age technologies which are getting implemented or which are currently in the organization. The risk management committee, promoting an enterprise risk management competence throughout the organization, including facilitating development of IT related risk management expertise, is the key responsibility of the risk management committee. The role of risk management committee is also to ensure and establish a common risk management language that includes measures around likelihood and impact for all risk categories. Risk management committee is usually driven by the chief risk officer, and the chief information security officer is a key component to the risk management committee. Chief information security officer, or the CISO, which rolls back into chief risk officer, understands the IT risk component or the cyber risk component. Already we have discussed that business imperatives are kind of new age driven IT driven businesses, wherein the business risks are likes of we would have organizational risk, reputational risk, financial risks, as well as different other market risks, capital risks, are also equally important and equally driven towards IT risk now. The IT risk, or the information technology risk and cyber risk together, form a technology risk perspective which has to be presented to the risk management committee. The technology risk management committee, or the risk management internal to the organization, can also be represented at a board level and called be represented as the risk management committee of the board. The board can specifically sit just to enhance the risk management portfolio. Already operational risks have been associated, and the chief business operations would definitely highlight the different operational aspects of the risk which are borne not just by the IT department. The IT governance framework also talks about the basic principles of value delivery, IT risk management, IT resource management, performance management, for the basis of the governance framework. One of the well-known international frameworks is COBIT, also known as the Control Objective for Information Technology. The COBIT framework defines or revolves around the entire IT management, resource allocations, and governance structure. IT governance has a continuous life cycle, and it is a process in which IT strategy drives the processes using resources necessary to execute responsibilities. IT governance, as said in COBIT, is not just related to the technology. It also involves people and processes, as well as different technology landscapes. IT governance is of very much importance in lines to the business imperatives. The business imperatives, once decided by the business heads, should be mapped to IT deliverables, and these IT deliverables should be then pipelined in the way to deliver strategically value to the business. IT always has been looked at as upon a support staff or a supporting backbone to the business, and now the paradigm shift from being a support staff or a support vendor to a business enabler requires a strong governance framework and a strong responsive board level insight and oversight for all IT projects. Policies and procedures. The organization needs to have IT related strategies and policies. All these IT strategy and policies must be approved by the board. The board should be educated as to which IT policy impacts which other security strategy or IT strategy and has what implications. Board, due to their limited understanding of technology, might not give specific inputs into the IT strategy, and hence these strategy policies should also be approved and reviewed by the steering committees and the risk management committee. Cybersecurity policy, information security policy, IT standards, procedures for backups, recovery, everything, all other IT related applications and procedures, database challenges, database migrations, all should be well documented and well approved by various committees and subcommittees in a governance framework. The policy should be on a higher level and should understand what should govern the overlead of the changes which will be accepted by the board. Detailed operational procedures may be formulated in relevant areas including data center operations. SOPs or detailed operational procedures or standard operating procedures are two or three steps below a policy and flow back to the policy and standards which govern them. For example, there could be a backup procedure which would be used by the data center operations team or IT operations team for doing continuous backups and restoration activities. However, the backup procedure should be in lines to the data policy or data security policy or data security standard. Similarly, there can be a network procedure or network operational procedure which will be used for firewall operations or switch operations or NIPS operations. But these NIPS operations or firewall operational procedures should also be in lines to the network segmentation and data segmentation standard, which will also be in line to the information security policy.